This episode and a lot of the other content we produce would not be possible without the kind support of our patrons, especially our producers, Holly and Leanne. Thanks for your kindness. You can become a patron at patreon.com/explorations. That's Patreon, patreon.com/explorations.
Me. La.
Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studios. We're podcasting on the deck today. The rain that we experienced yesterday and our first day of podding went away. Podcat is sleeping on a bench behind me. The waterfall's running in front of me. The neighbor just got done string trimming, which was wonderful. And it's time to chat again.
And my bra was dry.
And Lisa's bra was dry. We gotta hear. We'll hope we'll get into that in this episode. And so we're broadcasting today with our special guest Angela Hill from the wonderful Edmonton area. How you doing, Angela? Angela is not hungover, if for anybody wondering.
No.
I was expecting her to be. A couple weeks ago, we did a episode on holidays and rituals, and got into some of that because, you know, there are these transitional rituals that we go through in our cultures, and Angela has been participating in a lot of these rituals lately, I understand, because you are in your early 20s, and it is what you, I think you said in the email, wedding season?
It sure is.
And so what kind
Pretty
of...
Pretty much all my weekends right now are bachelorette parties and wedding showers and weddings.
And so that's lots of rituals. So what kind of rituals were you engaged in last night?
We were in the ritual of making sure that the bride has lots of lingerie to wear. That sort of ritual. We all had to bring something for her.
The lingerie ritual. I didn't know there was a lingerie ritual. I guess...
I didn't either.
Somebody's making this shit up.
Yeah, somebody just wanted lingerie. You can just go around making up your own dang rituals. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I think that's how it's going right now.
We're here on the Child Care Bar and Grill. We're going to start a ritual. We're going to start the send the podcasters booze ritual.
Ooh, yeah,
so if you have a
poor
bottle,
lingerie.
if you have a bottle of wine or whiskey or something laying around that you're not using, it's just saying there. You can mail that to Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast at 1524 Summit, Sioux City, Iowa 51103. So we'll see if anybody wants to engage in that ritual. And so Angela, start telling us, we hung out for a while in Edmonton, and that was great. You guys are awesome, and there's some great pubs and stuff up there. And so you guys started a pub night, and we want to hear more about that. And you're going to start talking to that to Lisa and Tasha, and I'm going to take my headphones off and run and do an electronic thing that nobody's going to, you're not, I'll be back in a second. So here's the girls.
Hey. So tell us how last night started. Paint us the picture of last night.
Last night started?
Or the pub night. Yeah, pub night.
Pub night, yeah.
We're on topic. It was Adrian, my good buddy Adrian and I, when we were out with Jeff and Tasha when they were here, we had so much fun. We were just sitting there chatting, and you know when you get together with a bunch of people that do the same work as you, that's what you end up talking about. And so we're like, oh, we should do this like all the time. It would be so fun. And every once in a while we'd talk about things that weren't early child care related, but mostly we talked about that. And so we decided we were going to do this and invite all of our early learning friends that we had. So we had our first one last month.
How many people
showed
up?
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, how many people
showed up? Not too many.
Oh, that's okay.
It was just our first one, and it was June, so all the people that work in schools were busy.
And did y'all know each other before, or was this the first time some of y'all got together?
No, it was the first time we all got together, so it was great.
So there were people there that you did not know?
Yeah.
Yo, that's fantastic.
That's great. I actually hooked Denise up with somebody new, Jessica Gardner, who might be doing some video work with me and Lisa. And so I think she might, if time allows. She's in California this weekend at a YouTube convention. I don't know what that is. I don't know if those are, if it's YouTube producers or people just get around and hang out in a hotel room and watch YouTube videos or I don't know exactly what that is. And so I love the whole pub night idea. I'm hoping that's something that can grow, because there's a lot of people in this profession that need to, one, blow off steam, and mm-hmm. two, hang around with other people get their job, because most people don't get our job.
Well, I also think, too, and I don't think we've been really talking about it since we've been potting, but I know it's come up the last couple days when I've been on the road doing workshops, is the what I've been calling the in-between times. You know, and I think the unconference is attempting to embrace that, too. Sometimes the in-between, walking from point A to point B, sometimes the, hey, let's go grab a quick drink after work. And, you know, nobody really has any kind of goal or agenda in mind, but let's just get together. Mm-hmm. And I think there's that guard being let down a little bit and, you know, just sharing some social time together. And I have found that those in-between times often drive us, I think, further in our understanding of what we do.
And our...
For sure.
And our R-words.
Our words.
Relationships. Because it's kind of like Last Child in the Woods, where he talks about the need for those those empty places on the fringes of the parks, those bushy areas, those overgrown areas. That's what those transitional moments are. Those in between times are. They're just these little spaces
and
where you can.
There's usually a lot more to discover there.
Yeah,
it's not as manicured.
Yeah,
and that's what we wanted. We didn't want it to be like a meeting with an agenda or anything. We're just like, if you have a problem or something you want to talk about, for sure bring it up. But other than that, just see what happens.
And
it was wonderful.
I'm glad. And what were you drinking?
What were we drinking? We were drinking
gonna ask.
Beer from Vancouver.
Imported from Vancouver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was going to ask what topics came up.
Oh, that.
I was going to get to content.
Okay, that's a good one too.
No, but you know that's important.
Yeah. What'd you talk about?
There was lots of stuff we talked about. We talked about just, you know, like the system. There was the usual system things of, oh, this is what we have to work within, and how do we work within that. And then we told fun stories of crazy things that have happened, because that always comes up, of like the craziest thing we've had to deal with, or the weirdest injury, or the funniest thing. And then we talked about what we like to do, and we of course talked about play, because we're all on the same base there, and what kind of things we do. We all had pictures that we were showing and different things like that, and giving each other ideas of things to do. It was great, especially with summer coming up, too. There's a couple people that were working out of school care, and so that completely changes for people that work out of school care. They have 2 months of all-day kids instead of working a split shift. So just kind of ideas for that, and dealing with the weather. We talked about winter here. That's a whole different ballgame. a little bit of everything. And I think the only thing, if I was going to warn people about it, and we didn't have a problem with it, but I think it could go there, is that it would become like a bitch session.
You know what, though? You got to kind of get that out of the system. And what I have found when I've kind of facilitated groups like that is the first couple times you meet, it's like it's just like this barf session. And then it seems like it recalibrates itself. And then the only time it often goes back to that again is if a bunch of new people come on and they kind of haven't had that opportunity to get through that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they got to get
it. Yeah, we didn't have too much of a problem, but there weren't a lot of people, and it was new, but I think it could turn into that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that, and it's stuff that I've done before. You try to, like Lisa said, you get out of your system that first 5 or 10 minutes, blah, 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 and then you move on to the other stuff. But then, again, I mean, there are always people that, I mean, they might not know they're doing it, but they just kind of live there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is going to be a monthly thing, right? Is that the plan?
Yeah, we're doing it every month.
And are you going to be meeting the same place, or are you going to just be, you're going to be pub hopping all over the place, or what are you going to,
We're planning on kind of hopping around. Right now we just picked one that was downtown.
Yeah.
We weren't sure where people would be coming from.
Uh-huh.
So I thought we'll make it kind of easy, and then depending on who comes, we'll move it around. We might do a couple coffee shops for people who don't like to go to bars or whatever, and just kind of move it around.
Oh, you're letting them in?
Yeah. They're usually pretty nice people. They're tame.
You know I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. A little bit.
A little bit. Sort of.
And so how long did it put together? I saw the pretty flyer. I shared that on Facebook, the flyer that got put together. And, I mean, somebody put that together, and you made some phone calls. And, I mean, it didn't take a whole lot of extra time to plan, did it?
No, well, I emailed a couple of my coworkers or like people I'd worked with before in childcare or schools or whatever that I don't have on Facebook, and then put it just on my Facebook and talked to people at my work and just kind of chatted it up. It wasn't, I think Adrian and I met for coffee one night just to figure out like how do we want to make it work?
Yeah.
And it was easy. It was not a lot of work. And now that it's going, we just feel like, hey, this day, this time, let's go.
And I'm wanting to kind of cross-fertilize that, and since I do a lot of work up there as well, I know Jeff and Tasha do too, I want to put this on the UI page. Can people, like, just call you? How would I spread the word of who to call if they want to be a part of that?
We just had our emails on the flyer.
Okay.
So if they want more information or they want to know about it, they can email me, they can email Adrian, and we'll hook them up and let them know when it's happening and where and all that good stuff.
I think this is fantastic, and just to share a parallel story. I started a book club in Rochester. This is our second year of doing it. And what I have found, kind of in the same vein, although the book club initially was the reason for gathering together, what has emerged over these last 2 years, and this is an amazing core group of people that are so 100% committed to putting their money where their mouth is. And it's like, we actually call it the Lisa Murphy Brain Trust at this juncture. And like, these are people who are ready to... not only do they see where work needs to be done, but they're actually some core folks who are willing to do it. And I'm having a sense that that's what's going to potentially happen for you guys too. And
I found, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but there's so many groups here in Edmonton that are doing such good work, but they might not know of each other.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So they don't meet up, and they're doing sometimes like the same work in four different areas. And if they combine their powers.
Yeah. That was what was happening in Rochester, too. It was very fragmented. Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad to hear that it wasn't painful to pull together, because this is something I'd like to see happen in other places. And then, but when you're working 40 or 50 or 60 or 80 hours a week, and then you just think of the dauntingness of taking on something new, like starting something like this up, it's good to know you can do with a little bit of graphic design online and a few emails and some stuff like that to pull it together. And again, you start out with 4 or 5 people, and then boom, you turn into something. And that's good, because, you know, there's a place for formal organizations and support groups and all that kind of stuff with their boards and bylaws and that kind of stuff. But that's not what everybody needs. And so I think you guys have built a good tool here for building relationships and community.
I agree.
Well, and we want it to be like, if you miss one, you know, if you have meetings and you miss one and you're behind, like, whatever. If you can't come
no
one
stress.
Month, that's cool. If you can't come right at 7, come at 8. Come and go as you need to.
Kind of like the income.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
Kind of like owning what you're needing and then going and getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it looks
exactly.
like...
Exactly. You're not going to a meeting and not talking about anything that's relevant to you.
Exactly.
It looks like we're going to... I can't remember if it's January or I think February. I think we're going to be back up there, at least in the neighborhood, a little someplace between Edmonton and Calgary. So... it'll be someplace in the province of Alberta. So hopefully we can get together then. I also wanted to talk to you though about your early learning dragon slaying, because you're in a position where you're trying to work in the system to change the system and make things better and connect people and educate people and all that kind of stuff. So talk to us about what you're up to and where you're going.
Oh, well, that's a long talk. I don't think you have enough time. But the people I've worked with, I was teaching and I was working in childcare, and I was all gung-ho that I could work as a teacher and work in the system and make changes. And it didn't take me very long to realize that I didn't have a lot of power as a teacher. I could change it I could educate the families I was working with, so 18 families at a time, about play, but I really wanted to change things faster. Mm. So I changed jobs, and I miss my kids a lot. Because I'm not working with children anymore, I'm working with adults. But I'm working with the adults who work with children. So, but the big thing we found is that every workshop we would do, every meeting we would go to, every conference, it was always the same people.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that we're struggling with right now, is we don't want to support the people that already know about play and believe in play, but we want to really address people that don't know about it or don't believe in it or don't see the value. And so that's what we're working with right now. And how can we meet them where they're at?
What's working for you to go kind of collect them?
What we found is that we've come up with this tool, and we kind of are trying to meet them where they're at. And so we came up with this online tool that's almost ready to go. And so it has sort of the language that they would use. So it has sort of like a planning schedule, which makes me sad to say. But so that they can see that, and that's how we get their buying. That they're like, oh, like I schedule things, and this is how I do it. And then sort of as they're using it, pushing them, all the activities they would use are play-based. And there's little videos being like, okay, so yes, you plan the schedule for 9 a.m. on Tuesday, but if you're doing it or you started and the kids aren't having a lot of energy and you're planning on playing tag, don't do it. And just sort of teaching them the value of play and child-led learning, but through the medium that they want. Because I think if they come to a tool that's pushing child-led play and they don't know anything about it, they'd be uncomfortable. So that's what we're finding is working, is if we start with what they know and then be like, you know what, you don't need the schedule. You can start letting it go.
But they have to come to that awareness. They have to come to that awareness themselves. So, yeah, I like that. That model makes perfect sense. It's what we do in the classroom with the kids. So clearly that's what's going to work with adult learners.
Exactly. So it sometimes makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, I hate schedules so much. And just thinking of that. But I'm like, no, that's what they know. And that's where we need to start. And we'll take little baby steps with them and do trainings on child stress and do trainings on play and temperament and everything along the way so that they get it.
Well, so you're not so much an early learning dragon slayer all out there doing in front lines with that kind of stuff. You're like a ninja.
Yeah, we're sneaky.
Yeah, you're sneaky. You're ninja. You're all kind of blending into the background, all camouflaged, and you're just sneaking up there and you're saying,
well,
hey.
You got to let them think that it was their idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are very oppositional. Feel like this is how you do it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, play for sure. This is working so well. I'm like, yeah, good job. You figured it out.
And you're like, yeah, baby, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
And so how? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just say sometimes, like I mentioned, it does suck because I feel like I'm moving backwards. And I'm like, am I encouraging them to do the schedule thing by saying, like, work your way through? But I'm like, no, we're pushing them towards where they need to be.
Do you know what'll end up happening? And we found that this happened at the school. So some of the teachers needed, like, to make their lesson plan books. And that's where they were. And then what ended up happening is they started saying things like, wow, how can I actually plan a month of activities when I'm not even really sure what the kids are interested in? And then you're standing there clapping inside and jumping up and down. And like in your own head, you're like, yay. And you're like, well, you know, that's a really amazing observation. I'm wondering how, you know, we can start, you know, representing that in the classroom. And just like what you said, it's that they came to it on their own because you met them where they're at. And often there is what might appear to be that two-step backwards. But then what ends up happening when we don't freak out is that then it turns into a six-step progression, mm-hmm. you know, two back and six up. And, you know, before you know it, you got everybody on the same page and they all thought it was their idea. And I'm this is the first time I'm hearing about what you're up there doing, kind of from your own voice, and I think this is very fantastic.
And so when did you start rolling this out?
We're almost done. We just moved offices, so things kind of got paused for a bit. We had to do the whole pack up and move and unpack and all that fun stuff. So we're thinking within the next few weeks.
Is it going to be available?
And it's on.
Is it going to be available like other people can use it, or is it an in-house thing only just for you guys?
No, it's an online tool because we're such a big province and Canada is such a big country that we have a lot of people, like the people who practice in Edmonton, it's really easy for them to get PD or get support because it's all in Edmonton. But for our people that live way up north or in the middle of nowhere of Alberta or Canada, and you're running a day home by yourself, you don't have colleagues that you can meet up with and have a pub night, or you don't. True. It costs you a lot of money to get to Edmonton or Calgary. Mm-hmm. So we're planning on having a lot of webinars, a lot of resource pages that people can kind of walk step by step through, or they can email us and chat with us about it so we can give them that support even if they are in the middle of nowhere.
That's
so it's
awesome.
A website, yeah.
And so are you as you're doing this ninja stuff, have you thought about how you're gonna highlight success stories? How are you gonna measure success in there, or are you just gonna I mean it's so murky. That, I mean, change is going to be,
it's a messy business.
Yeah,
But I really want to have like a Twitter presence and a Facebook presence, because I really like how you guys have it, that it, people can then comment and they can share stories, and we want to have maybe like a page where people can post their own things and kind of have discussions. We have a million ideas of what we want to do, yeah. It's just a matter of rolling them out one at a time instead of...
Yeah, and
none of you got be like, oh, we could do this, and never getting anything.
Well,
finished.
And also getting feedback from the people who find the tool very helpful. You know, we found that with our board. You know, everybody wanted to still be sending everybody emails, and then we found out that, you know, 80% of our members don't respond really to email. So, you know, to keep doing email blitz, you know, it's not working, right? So, what are the people needing? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and that's what we want to do with our resources too. Like, we have some general topics that we wanted to talk about, because we were at a conference a couple weeks ago presenting on attachment. And we went in and we're like, hey, we assume this is going to be like review for you guys. We'll quickly go over it. And then we paused for a minute. We're like, how many of you actually know about attachment? And one person gave us a little wavy hand thing, like, sort of. And we're like, oh, okay. So we're going to teach you about attachment.
There you go.
And then we're going to teach you about how that affects your relationships with the children. Wow. And it's just the stuff that people don't know about. Because for us, there's so many equivalencies you can get to work in childcare that people are coming from all over different places, and we think they all have the same knowledge of early learning and brains and attachment and relationships, and they don't. So really trying to get a base knowledge out of, for people and those kind of things. So, but we don't know what people don't know. So once they can start, we can roll it out and people can email us and be like, oh, you know what, we're really struggling with this right now. Can you make a resource on that? And for sure we can.
Yeah, it's real easy to fall into the trap of thinking everybody understands things the way that you do, and so your ability to step back and take those baby steps is going to, I think it's going to be amazing stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and so
we're hitting 20 minutes. We're hitting 22 minutes, so we're running out of time, but when you roll this out, if you want to, if there's websites or links or anything that we can share, get a hold of me, and I think Lisa and I will be happy to share that stuff on our sites, because we've got both of us have Alberta people. If you're looking to draw in the whole province, we've got some people there. And if there's other resources that we've got online that you want to link to or that we can be helpful with, I think it's a great thing you're going. And so when are you getting married?
Maybe never. Watching all of this stuff happening, I'm like, you know what? I'm good. It seems like a lot of work.
I'll buy my own negligee. Thank you very much.
Did you hear that uncomfortable laugh? That
I didn't.
No, you did the uncomfortable laugh. It was hilarious. It truly.
Oh my God.
It truly entertained me.
I'm quite. No, I have a keeper, and we've been together for a long time, but the wedding seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Okay. Tasha and I...
it doesn't have to be. Lisa... and had a barbecue.
Lisa had a DIY wedding in a park, and Tasha and I just kind of snuck off and got married one day without really telling anybody. So there are ways to do it, but then you don't probably have the bachelorette party, so...
That's true. I'd miss out on that.
You know what? I never had a bachelorette party, and I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, you should have one now.
I'm gonna get all my girlfriends together, and we're gonna go out, and we'll have T-shirts made or something.
Are you gonna wear a tiara? Of course,
I'm wearing a tiara.
Well, yeah, you have to on the sash.
Yeah, it's a tiara. I think it's gonna be wonderful. Hey, Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good luck. And
hopefully,
really excited.
Thank you for calling.
Hopefully, we'll see you early next year when we're up in the area, and you keep ninjing around and keep us posted on what you're doing.
We will. Let us know when you'll be up so we can plan our pub night when you'll be here.
You betcha. As soon as we put something in ink, I'll let you know. Hey, I appreciate it.
This has been another
episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We'll be back with you next week talking about something, but it's mimosa time right now.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
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 This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.